Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, America's libertarian voice and independent streaming internet radio station, broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, March 5th, 2009. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in the good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call 646-652-4620. That's 646-652-4620. Remember, you can contact us anytime via email, comments@libertytalkradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. And folks, we not only want to hear your comments and your questions, we do want to hear your criticisms. This is the way we learn. Please, your comments, your questions, and most importantly, your criticisms. Call 646-652-4620 and email comments@libertytalkradio.com. If you are listening to a rebroadcast and you still want to call in, you can call into our studio. It's 918-919-0101. We have five open lines this morning. I know it's early. Come on, you sleepy heads. Get up there and get the brain working, get a cup of coffee, and ask some really good questions. I encourage you also to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, mytwocentsonline.com. In his weekly newsletter, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. You can also listen to Andy's commentary on contrarianinvestorscafe.com. contrarianinvestorscafe.com. Folks, Andy is the best of the business. He is an economist, and he has a free newsletter. I think it's weekly. It is so well written, and I know this sounds like I'm plugging somebody. I'm getting paid for it. I'm not. I'm just saying it because it's good, and we need to know what is going on. He also has a paid subscription newsletter, which I read cover to cover. In fact, today I'm taking his advice on one of his calls on one of his companies that he's recommending. I think it's going to make me some money. Anyway, especially in these bad times. But more importantly, he talks about the economic condition and how you should prepare economic condition. And then you have to make a decision on how you prepare yourself. No one can tell you what to do. You need to take action yourself. You can't sit there and say, well, things are kind of bad. I guess, you know, I have nothing. I'll wind up with nothing. Garbage. Everyone has something, and everyone has something to offer. And we all need to do something. And if we all do something, we'll pull out of this. But we'll pull out of this as a people's, not as a government agency. This is important. We need to pull out of this as individuals. We are the government. The government is our slave. Right now, we are a slave to the government, and this is what this program's about. Lastly, I would like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Please do that. All you do is get a reminder. We do not sell your email. We do nothing. Don't worry about it. It's not going anywhere. It's in our vault. We don't use it for any reason. I will send you email. No more garbage. I get so many emails. I just wish three quarters of them would go away. Although most of them are very good, I'm overwhelmed. Also, next Thursday morning, we are going to have a special guest. Stay tuned and watch our website. We'll give you all the details on that. And this Sunday night, we're having one of our callers who's very astute in the libertarian ideals. He's going to be calling in. He's sort of going to be co-hosting with me. So it should be an interesting conversation. And so I'm really excited about that. This is the first time we're doing that. And we're just going to do that because he's very, very interesting. He has interesting insight. And this is what we need. Insight, and we need questions and criticisms. Okay. Before we start, there are so many talking points this morning, I don't know where to start. But here are a few things. I'd like to start off by saying there are a few things that are about driving me nuts. If you watch television, and I do, you know, I it's an escape for me. I look at it, and I get angry, and then I turn it off, and then I walk the dog, or I continue to read a book or whatever. But here are some of the things that I am super saturated with. I can't handle listening to it anymore, so I really don't turn on the TV much. And if I do, I turn it on for a minute to look something up, and I turn it off as fast as I can. And here they are. And you've heard them all, you know, and they're all invalid, and they drive me nuts. And most people who are listening to it, the commentators are listening to this, are saying to themselves, well, I'll grant you that point. And that's what they say. Well, we'll grant you that point. Then they're giving validity to this. Now, folks, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. Love for you to call in 646-652-4620. Your comments, your questions, but most importantly, your criticisms. Here's number one. I have four. We tried capitalism, and it didn't work. Well, every time I hear that, I don't know what to do. I just don't know what to do. First of all, capitalism is not a term that we use here in the United States. Capitalism is mentioned nowhere by our founding fathers at all. What we have is we have freedom. We have free enterprise. What we need more of is we need more freedom. We don't need more restrictions. We don't need more regulations. We need more freedom. When they say we've tried capitalism, what they are saying, they're saying we have tried this free market, this unfettered capitalism where everyone does whatever they want and it obviously doesn't work. We haven't had a truly free market since 1789, folks. We are one of the most heavily regulated countries in the world. Everything we do is heavily regulated. Everything. They say, well, look at the banking system. We deregulated the banking system. We never deregulated the banking system. We changed one regulation out of tens of thousands of regulations. And they say, well, that proves that it doesn't work. No, if you want to try free banking, try free banking. Get rid of all the regulations. What they are saying, in effect, what the net result is that we tried regulated banking in a free enterprise system, and it didn't work. Now, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. But when they say, well, we've tried, you know, this capitalism, and it just doesn't work. And everyone agrees. Even Neil Cavuto. I heard him the other day. And I sort of like him. You know, it's interesting. They have a group of people. I get some ideas from them. And at least he doesn't buy all the garbage. He goes, well, you know, I'm not sure the way he goes it, you know. And a guy says, well, we tried this and it didn't work. He says, well, I'll give you that. I said, Neil, come on. What do you mean we tried that? It didn't work. We never had a free enterprise. We never had a free banking system. A free banking system means that there is a place down the street. And a guy advertises, says, give me your money and I'll give you 3, 4, 5% interest. And you have no idea who that person is. That's free banking. Now people say, well, they'll put their money in there and they'll lose it all. Well, who would give their money to them? Nobody. Nobody in their right mind would give the walk in there. Just say, hey, here's my money. I hope I get 5% at the end of the year. That's like someone coming up to you and saying, hey, give me all your money. I'll give you a little bit of it back sooner or later. Don't worry about it. Would you do that? No, you wouldn't do that. But you would do that to someone that you explicitly trusted. And that's what they have to prove. And the banks haven't been able to prove that they can be trusted because of all the regulations. Now, understand, folks, that's the problem. We have redefined everything. And another thing, capitalism is not a term used here in the United States. Capitalism was a term devised by Karl Marx to vilify the free market system. And we use it. Good thing that doesn't get me too excited. Good thing that does not get me too excited. Maranami, I can stand it. All right. Second thing. Well, you know, we had to do something.
No, you didn't.
Why do we accept that? Why do we accept the fact we had to do something? We didn't have to do anything. And my friends, I mean my friends who are, and I'll tell you, every one of my friends, they're smarter than I am. I have to admit, I don't want to hang around people dumber than me. They're smart. But when it comes to economics, when it comes to money, they are babbling baboons. Unbelievable. I can't stand it. They drive me nuts. They drive me so crazy, I go crazy. If I go crazy, you're saying, hey, what do you mean, Joe, you're going crazy? You already went crazy. You're right. We had to do something. Well, how about doing nothing? How about leaving it alone? How about letting AIG go bankrupt and all the bigwigs losing all their money? They get not a dime, and have the courts, which were designed to handle things like this, have a referee in bankruptcy and say, okay, this is how you guys are going to operate. And continue the company operating. Why not? Oh, the system would have collapsed. We could. Yeah, would have. Well, we gave them trillions of dollars. They're still collapsing. What happened? You know, it drives me nuts. We had to do something. No, we didn't. And what we could have done, we had in place. Here's number three. Well, you know, we have to wean ourselves off our dependence of foreign oil, you know. Why? Do you know, we buy minerals and natural resources from overseas that we do not have here. And if those minerals or natural resources were shut off, we could produce nothing. Because everything we produce is a conglomeration of many things. You know, it's just not aluminum. It's just not aluminum in the ground. We take it up and it comes out as a piece of aluminum. I mean, it takes many minerals. We don't have many of those here. For example, Russia is the palladium capital of the world. We need palladium. Canada is the uranium capital of the world. You know, what do? We make ourselves independent of all these? And Saudi Arabia is the oil capital of the world. So we all do what we do best, and we trade. We trade and get the hell out of our armies out of each other's way. We don't have to be independent, and we don't have to go through all this green crap. Green crap, I call it. Now, I love solar energy, and I love electricity. I'm going to buy an electric car, but I'm not going to spend $110,000 for a car that goes 40 miles. That's stupid. Especially when people are broke, you know what they're going to do? They're going to buy the old bombers. You know, the old cars from 1970 and 1980s, you know, for $2,000 or $1,000, you know, fix it up and go with it. And if it bellows smoke, to hell with it. Better they spend $1,000 than $160,000. And here's my favorite. The politicians give this all the time. And I love this crap. This one, I tell you, they all drive me off the cliff. This one pushes me off the cliff. My nudge, I can't stand these people. You know, here, we need to find a balance. Oh, I love that. I love that. That's like me going to my wife saying, I'm married and I have girlfriends. Now, we can work this out, but we need to find a balance. You know what happened to me? You know what my wife would do to me if I talked to her about balance? You know, over the head with a balance, she'd give it to me. Bing, ba boom, ba bang, ba bing, be all over. You know? And she'd get the house, the car, and everything else. Then she says, there's your balance. Oh, honey, I have these girlfriends, but, you know, I'm trying to find a balance between all my girlfriends and you. So it's a, we're going to have this balance, you know, so we have a good marriage. Then I tell you, I can't stand these people. I tell you, I'm going nuts. I'm reverting back to my New York street days when I hear this crap. Any time that you have a free enterprise system and government comes in as a partner, there is no balance. It's screwed up. It will always be screwed up. It distorts the marketplace, and you wind up with nothing but mush, and you can never get out of it. Well, those are the items that I didn't feel too passionate about. My nuts. Anyway, I got an email from my friend Tim from Get Out of Our House, Goo. We had him on the show, a wonderful person. And he said, the problem is politicians. regardless of your political leaning, I think we can all agree the economic situation is a real mess. I find it sad but not surprising that the Republicans are blaming the Democrats and the Democrats are the Republicans. I contend that both are wrong. The problem lies not with one party or the other. The problem is politicians. This has been coming for a long, long time, and unfortunately, it is not going to disappear overnight. We have an interesting blog from EW this week that discusses the two major economic philosophies of our government, and he goes on. Tim, you are absolutely, absolutely, absolutely correct. You know, here these are the clowns that want to establish a balance. I love the balance, you know. Hey, honey, you know, I got a blonde here that I'm cheating you on, and I got a redhead and a brunette, you know, I got a tall girl and a short girl that I'm seeing on the side, and you. And I figure that's a nicer balance, you know what I mean? You understand. Ba-boom. All over. All out. My nudge. I can't stand. Ooh, these people. Oh, my God. All right. Now, my friend Paul Jacobs, I tell you, if there's a guy that I absolutely praise is Paul Jacobs. Here's a guy that I could never aspire to be. This guy takes liberty right to the end, and he puts his name and his life and his future on the line. He does it for all of us. He is an absolutely wonderful person. I tell you, this guy is unbelievable. And I get his I do recommend that you donate to his organization called Citizens in Charge. Citizens in Charge by Paul Jacobs. It's every dime of it is well worth it, folks. I mean, this guy is fantastic. I know him personally. And he says, a dollar for your stimulus. He writes here, he has a thing called Common Sense. And every day I get a note from him. How he does this every day is beyond me. But he's a phenomenal guy. He says, remember RoboCop, the clobbering of the bad guys by the cybernetic cop, was a tad too bloodthirsty for my taste, and the satire wasn't exactly as subtle as Huxley's or Orwell's. Still, today's economic news makes me remember that weird game show line, hoarsely bellowed throughout the 1987 flick, I'd buy that for a dollar. And he said, now we fast forward to 2009, the answer subsidy. Washington State politicians have just sent hundreds of thousands of checks for $1 each. Yes, just $1 to the state's poorest residents. Lots of those residents have no bank account, and thus it will cost the recipients more to cash the check than the amount of the check. So what on earth are the evergreen state politicians thinking? Well, there's a method to their madness. Remember the nearly $1 trillion so-called stimulus package Congress just passed? Apparently, there's some rule that says if you're a food stamp recipient and you get at least $1 in energy bill assistance, this qualifies you even more federal assistance. So what they're doing is they're sending out checks. People don't ask for it. They don't want it. But they're sending it out to say, well, you know, they're on government assistance. Trillions of dollars is going to bankrupt us. They're going to be lying, cheating, and stealing, every single one of them. And we are going to pay for it. We who work, we who pay our mortgage, we who go out and produce are going to pay for all of these politicians. And that's why I like Tim Coxon. Goo, get out of my house. Get out of our house, rather. I read something here. I'm not going to spend time on it because I'm running out of time. And it's a thing called, an organization called the Movement of the Libertarian Left. And I hate to say this, but they make a hell of a lot of sense. It's called Counter Economics. And I'm going to send a program on this. Let me do this. I'm going to put this aside. And I'm going to do a program on Counter Economics on Thursday morning. Look it up. Look it up. Counter Economics online. You know, it's scary. It literally is scary. But I want you to look it up, and then I want you to read it, and I want you to think. I don't want you to react. Because I read this, I said, oh, the guy who gave it to me looked like a hippie, you know? And I said, oh, you know, one of these guys, you know, fringe guys, you know, not mainstream like me, you know, anyway, but he gave it to me, and I read it, and I thought, all right, I'll read it. And I said, you know, I went to the coffee house. I go to Starbucks down here on Riverside. You know, I do it as my escape route. You know, I get on my motorcycle, I boom, race down there, and I have my motorcycle jacket on, my backpack on. I'm like a college student, you know, got all my books and stuff that I read, and I go down there, get a cup of coffee, sit in the corner near the window, and I do read. I stay there sometimes for 2-3 hours, and I do all my research and my reading and stuff like that. And people pass by, the nice community, they wave hello, and they talk, you know, we have a great time. Anyway, and I took it down there, and I read it very carefully, and I read it very, very carefully, and I started outlining it, and I said, oh my God, this guy makes sense. Oh my God, this guy makes sense. And everything he says is counterintuitive, is contrary to everything we've been learning from our media, everything we've been learning from our government, everything we've been learning from our school system, everything. And you've got to read it. And once you read it, you go, oh my God, they're right. You know, unless you're a communist, you know. Let's see. I have another piece of paper here. I don't know why I have this piece of paper in front of me. Oh, this article was by Ralph R. Ryland, and it's Socialism's is a Fatal Conceit. And basically he says, you know, F.A. Hayek says, depends on the that the appeal of socialism depends on the instinctual appeal of promised consequences. The problem, argues Hayek, is that socialism cannot possibly do what it promises. Socialism fails unavoidably because it is based on the flawed concept of the fatal concept. And this thing is about the fatal concept. Excellent article by the Future of Freedom Foundation. And I do recommend you go to the archives and read it. And they're right. See, and we're going to, what we do is we have a failed system now, and we're gravitating to a failed concept. Understand that. We have a failed system gravitating to a failed concept. Folks, I forgot to give station identification. Once again, this is Liberty Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano. Please call in 646-652-4620. 646-652-4620. Send me your comments. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. Comments at libertytalkradio.com. Your comments, your questions, and most importantly, your criticisms. All right? And your op-eds or whatever you want to call it. You know, just please do that. All right? I'd love to. This is how we both learn. And at least just be respectful and be open-minded. I'll try to do the same. Okay? Fair enough. All right. We only have 7 minutes left. But and that's what we're gravitating to. I want to talk a little bit about sovereignty. Several states now, I think eight states. Let me see if I have the article here. How many states are now going towards leaning towards sovereignty? I do not have it. But before I get, let me think. They have, and there's another article here from the American Institute of Economic Research, another wonderful organization that I subscribe to. The price tag for government bailouts is now price, and these guys are very conservative. They're not political. They're not gold bugs. They're not any of that stuff. They just take facts. They don't want it. They're like Joe Friday. Remember Sergeant Joe Friday? Facts, ma'am. Nothing but the facts. $9 trillion price tag for government bailouts, and then they outline the whole thing. Go to their website, subscribe to them too. They're fantastic. $9 trillion, and maybe we'll do a program and outline all the $9 trillion. All right, sovereignty. Here's the problem is that sovereignty is supreme power, especially over a political body. It's freedom from external control. Let me underline that. I have that right in front of me, and even for myself, I am going to underline that. It's freedom from external control. That's the definition of sovereignty. It's autonomy. It's a controlling influence. One that is sovereign, an autonomous state. Our states are sovereign states. Sovereign states. That means the government does not rule. The federal government has absolutely no power over the states, other than the agreements that the states have with the federal government that are reciprocal. Other than the agreements that they have with the federal government that are reciprocal. We are sovereign. Oklahoma, I am proud, finally, that they sent a edict to government, to the federal government, said, we are a sovereign state, and we can exercise our right of a sovereign state, and we want you to know that. Don't push us on gun control. Don't push us on immigration. Don't push us on any of these. These are our problems, not yours. Get out of our face. And there's a dozen other states that are going to follow suit. The Russians some time ago said the United States will crack up, we'll split. And this is the embryonic stage. But justifiably so, we're sovereign states. Now, be honest with you, if we decide to secede from the Union, I want to secede with Texas. That's where we got the oil. Hell, let's go for it. We'll have a Texas-Oklahoma. Texoma. We'll call it Texoma. The state, the sovereign nation of Texoma. You want our oil? You're going to pay for it. And we'll become the Saudi Arabia of North America. Just think of that. We're a sovereign state. They cannot tell us what to do. They cannot tell us that your boys have to go to war and fight a war that the federal government started. Oklahoma did not start this war in Iraq. We are not starting this war in Iran. If anything, we want to stop it. And just think of the stupidity of war. Do we have any gripe? Do you personally have any gripe, personal gripe? I don't mean the news media garbage crap that you hear. Do you have any gripe with the people in Iran? Do you say, well, this guy came over, punched me in the nose for no reason, I'm going to go there and I'll punch him back? Anybody? I bet you not one of my listeners can raise their hand. Because we have no gripe. And in fact, if we went over there as individuals and we went to see an Iranian family and we said they would treat us like royalty. And yet, we may go there, but the next day, our sons may be in an airplane up above and bombing them. Just think of the stupidity. We become robots. We become subjects. We become slaves of the state. The state says, here's a gun, go there and kill for us. Go kill, kill, kill. And it's not for freedom. It's so that we can become more powerful. The state can become more powerful. The military-industrial complex become more powerful. The money managers can make more money and become more powerful. And you know what? We're going to sacrifice all of our young men and all of our young women, you know, in this country, so that the Federal Reserve System can print more money. Boy, isn't that great? And yet, we learn that we go to war to fight for freedom. What dupes we are. What dupes we are. Folks, I'm about exhausted. I'm about exhausted. And as a result of war, we get inflation. And you know what? We not only pay with our sons and daughters, the lives of our sons and daughters, but we pay by the pocketbook. Through inflation, we pay for the war. We don't gain by it. No one gains by it. We all lose, except for the money managers and the politicians and the military-industrial complex. I'll leave you with that little note to ponder. This is the end of this morning's broadcast. We'd like to thank Ranch Shakers Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. You can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you are either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated. Your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. The government is like training wheels. Your ride is controlled. And that isn't any more fun, is it? Ron Paul has a sign at his desk that says, "Don't steal, the government hates competition." With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.